This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Americans are still waiting for the final vote tally in battleground states to determine whether incumbent Republican President Donald Trump will continue to be the country's chief executive for the next 4 years or be replaced by his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Early Wednesday, Mr. Trump declared victory for a new 4-year term, even as millions of votes remained uncounted. Speaking from the White House, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We want all voting to stop," end quote, even though there was no evidence it was continuing hours after polls had closed. The president said Republican lawyers would seek a Supreme Court order to end vote counting in Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, states where Mr. Trump holds sizable leads, even though Biden could conceivably overtake him when the remaining votes from Democratic strongholds are counted. Many Europeans are shocked the winner of the U.S. election might not be known for hours, days, or weeks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says we have to have a little patience, almost certainly a lot of patience, Borrell told Spanish national television. In the American system, the last vote counts, and maybe the last vote changes the result, but as well. The leaders generally refrained from commenting on the outcome until it's clear the particularly fractious and contested nature of this vote is already sparking concerns overseas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peruvian President Martin Vizcarra said Tuesday he will go before Congress to defend himself against charges of corruption in an impeachment trial next week. Congress voted Monday to summon Vizcarra for a second impeachment trial. He survived a previous one in September when his opponents failed to garner enough votes. This is VOA News. Hurricane Eta continues on a destructive path over the Central American nations of Nicaragua and Honduras, hours after making landfall along the Nicaraguan coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Eta is moving inland over northeastern Nicaragua. Forecasters warn of life-threatening storm surges, damaging winds, and flash floods over portions of Central America. At least 3 people have died as a result of Eta. A 12-year-old girl in Honduras was killed when her home was buried in a landslide, while 2 minors died in a mudslide in Nicaragua. The United States formally exited the Paris Agreement Wednesday, fulfilling a years-long promise by President Trump to withdraw the world's second-largest greenhouse gas emitter from the global pact to fight climate change. But the outcome of the tight U.S. election contest will determine for how long. The president's Democratic rival, Joe Biden, has promised to rejoin the agreement if elected. The departure makes the United States the only country of 197 signatories to have withdrawn from the agreement hashed out in 2015. The Philippine government's lifting of a ban on offshore oil and gas exploration reopens the door to joint energy development with China, once the biggest player in a regional maritime sovereignty dispute, analysts believe. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has approved a Department of Energy proposal to resume exploration in the South China Sea, the department said October 15th in a statement online. Exploration was called off 6 years ago as Sino-Philippine maritime dispute peaked. Wednesday, Turkey fined Facebook, Twitter, and 3 other social media companies for failing to appoint a country representative under a controversial law which came into force last month. The legislation, passed in July, requires platforms with more than 1 million users to appoint representatives in Turkey that could implement court orders to remove contentious content or face heavy fines. The Deputy Transport and Infrastructure Minister tweeted Turkey has ordered Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, and TikTok to pay $1.2 million in fines for failing to comply. Pope Francis expressed his regret Wednesday for having to again abandon his weekly general audiences with the public because of coronavirus as he gave a live-streamed address from the Vatican. The pontiff said, quote, "Unfortunately, we are back to doing this audience in the library in order to protect ourselves from the infections of COVID," end quote. Volatility gripped financial markets Wednesday with the U.S. election outcome clouded by huge uncertainty. European stock markets, which opened sharply lower after President Donald Trump said he would go to the Supreme Court to dispute the U.S. vote count, turned higher in late morning deals. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.